You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. The annual Artpocalypse is back, a fundraiser that has it all: art activities, good food, a bonfire, and a live art auction followed by a movie. It's being billed as the art happening to end all art happenings to raise money for Juno Makerspace, a nonprofit which formed to provide artists with creative space. And here with us is Rachel Utzler, Operations Director for Juno Makerspace. Hi, Rachel. Thanks for being here today.
Hello. How are you?
I'm
well.
Glad to
you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for being here today. Before we get into talking about the Artpocalypse, I was just hoping you could tell me what's been going on lately at the Makerspace.
Well, the Makerspace has become, we're still a membership organization. Ever since the onset of COVID, we stopped doing all of our open maker or open house days on Mondays, and we haven't really been doing any classes, and still are not quite there, but we are still open for membership so people can come in on their own. And so that's why I'm like, I don't want people to lose Makerspace in their perspective and in their minds. So we need to have a fundraiser, even though we're affected by COVID still. And
right.
So we don't want to have it in the space like we normally do.
Right, right. Got it. Well, we'll talk all about that. But let's remind people, what is the Makerspace? What's in there? What do members come in and use? Can you tell me some of like the personal projects you like to work on in there?
Oh, well, there's everything in there. And when I walk in, I actually get completely overwhelmed by how many cool things I can actually do. So I have to pare things down. I go in, I actually have my own studio also, but I go in there as a supplement to my studios, which is really helpful. Like the other day, I needed to use the table saw because I don't have room for a table saw at my house. So we have a fully outfitted wood shop. We have a fully outfitted electronics room and 3D printers and CNC cutters and laser cutters. And we have craft rooms with sewing machines and lots of matting equipment. And we have, oh man, so many things, fabrics, textiles. We donated a weaving loom the other day. That was fantastic. There's some quilting machines. We have a full-on ceramic shop too, and then a printmaking or the printmaker from UAS that we have over there. Ceramics have been firing away, actually. There's been lots of groups of ceramics that have been going on right now too, which is fun to see.
Pun intended, firing away. That's great. Well, you mentioned that there's no more open house, there's no more workshops, but if somebody comes in as a new member, can they get another member to have them to get a demo or show them how to use a particular piece of equipment?
Yes, because we are a membership organization, that's actually how we've been kind of operating. We've actually been moving into a Slack platform, which is really convenient for what you're actually interested in, because it's split into groups. So like someone was having a ceramics firing the other day and said, hey, what other ceramics have work that are ready to go? And I walked in and I showed people how to use the kiln if they hadn't used it before. And so we kind of work as a community organization that way, where the community members help each other.
That's great.
Which is really actually quite fun. And I think that what we really need to be moving into is working more with our families. We have an individual membership and then we have family memberships, which I think would be really fantastic for homeschoolers right now. It definitely has so much potential and so many tools that you wouldn't actually have at your home.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just in awe of the Makerspace and all the things that are there, and all the hands-on learning opportunities are just another part of it, as you mentioned. So it really is quite
interesting. And then when I was walking around, I was like, oh, right, we even have a bike fix-it station.
Right. I didn't know that, actually.
There's so much stuff, I even forget about it.
So really, it has just about everything you can think of. And if it doesn't, well, I bet you could get it in there one way or another.
And it is a membership organization. So we do have some very, very reasonable membership fees too. And we're even open, like what we were just doing for the Artpocalypse to drum up some money, is I was offering free membership for a month for people that donated pieces of artwork. And so that just brought in more members, and we stocked our art auction.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's a really good segue into talking about the Artpocalypse, your annual fundraiser. You do have the membership model, but it's augmented by the fundraiser. And as you mentioned, it might be a good way to get the Makerspace back on everyone's radar. So it's coming up on Saturday, September 18th. And
yes, this Saturday.
Yeah. A lot of organizations have fundraisers, but it really sounds like you guys are going all out.
Well, yes, because we didn't want to do it inside. And then I realized, I'm like, we have the best opportunity around here is the Nickelodeon or Gold Town Drive-In Theater.
Oh.
And so we were renting out the drive-in theater. And that's basically what we're going to end up doing. I was toying with the idea of having an online art auction, but I really wanted to see people out and about again. And since it's a nice outdoor venue where everyone can be socially distanced and outdoors, we decided to hold it there. And then what we can do is, well, hopefully, if it all works, is that we're going to go ahead and have the art auction actually live on the big screen.
Oh,
I was
cool.
Just actually thinking about, yeah, so you can be in your cars with your auction paddle. And then I was just wondering about when it starts getting way darker and I'm not going to be able to see the numbers. So there's going to have to be lots of light flashing and such like that. So this could be a very interesting experience. And I also have one of our board members is going to be Facebooking it live also. So you could actually feasibly bid live if you can't attend.
Wow. This really does sound like the art happening, the end all art happenings. I'm envisioning like some glow sticks lighting up the paddles or some phone flashlights or something. You can come up with
good
something.
Good call.
Write that down. All right.
So
it starts at 5 p.m. And if I'm going and I'm walking into the area or driving into the area, what should I expect? I should expect to drive in.
Yeah, so the drive-in is right downtown near Tracy's Crab Shack, where she has a parking lot next to the Coast Guard station. We're going to be opening the doors at 5 o'clock, and from 5 to 7, we'll have the art set out on tables, so you can actually see everything live while you're there. We have over 30 pieces of small pieces from members, and then we have a bunch of donated pieces and a whole Lou Isaacs collection, who actually shows at the Juno Artist Gallery also. And so we will have all this artwork set out, and we'll have a couple of activities and thinking something, throwing something, and some pendulum painting. And Pucker Wilson's will be there with some pulled pork. And then we will have some cotton candy and some popcorn and have kind of a social event until 7 o'clock, where we will start the art auction on the big screen. And then we will just, after the auction is over, we'll go in and show a movie.
Oh, wow. And what movie are you showing? Do you know?
We are going to show Wasteland, actually. Wasteland is a show, or it's a documentary that was probably about 2003. It's good 15 years ago, or 2008, not quite sure. It's about the biggest landfill in the world, which is in Brazil, and an artist that went down and started doing artworks with that garbage and the people there.
Oh, wow.
So it actually ties in really well with the whole woodsy. I need to go and check out the artwork that is being held up in your last interview. I'm very excited about that.
I know, right? Woodsy the owl, right? What's not to like? And there's a bonfire too, right?
Yes, hopefully, if it's dry enough to light a fire.
Got it.
Weather pending.
Weather pending.
But one thing we do know is that we do have the drive-in rented, and we will have activities there. Everything else is not guaranteed, but hopefully it will all work.
Okay. Yes, I hope so too. But I think that you have enough like creative and crafty and handy and clever people helping you out, that it's gonna be great.
That's all what Makerspace is about.
Exactly. Exactly right. Well, it is wonderful to hear what's going on at the Makerspace. I really do encourage people to check it out if they haven't seen it yet. Is it possible to get a tour if you've never been before?
We might be starting up. We got to look at that. We're going to be having a board meeting tomorrow, and we'll be opening that option for getting sort of individual. I think individual tours would be fine. We're still not ready for group activities there. There will eventually be some classes, very small classes, that will be happening. But in the meantime, you can come down and just check out our art auction and things. And you can also check out our website. Everything, all the art auction preview is now on our website. So you can see all the items that are going to be on the auction. And we also have our membership information and things like that. And you can always just contact us and say, hey, can we come in and check things out? And one of us will get back to you.
That's great. I mean, it's a pretty laid back crew, so I can imagine that apart from like your COVID restrictions, anyone who's interested in finding out more about the makerspace can find a way.
Yes, the one reason we are all on this crew is that we all strongly believe in maker spaces. And so we are always going to promote just self-reliance and building. And so we're not going to hinder that in any way. And sure, someone's going to give us a tour.
Well, it's a great philosophy and just a great organization. So it's been a real pleasure talking to you, and best of luck with the fundraiser Artpocalypse this Saturday, starting at 5 p.m. at the Gold Town Nickelodeon Drive-In over by Tracy's Crab Shack and the Coast Guard Station, right across from KTOO here.
Exactly.
Yeah, art auction, food, maybe a bonfire, some other activities, and the movie Wasteland up on the big screen. Did I forget anything, Rachel?
Wonderful. I think that's probably it. You can find all of our information at www.junomakerspace.org, and then you can go /Artpocalypse 2021 and find all the artworks to view.
I think that's great. I know you've put a lot of work into this, so best of luck. I hope it is a lot of fun this weekend.
It will be something. And hopefully it won't be raining too hard.
I think the weather's going to clear up for you guys. That's my
I think we
prediction.
might be okay. I might even be able to read our auction signs.
Yeah. Well, lots of fun talking to you again today, Rachel, and I'm going to let you go because I know you got a lot of work to do between now and then.
All right. Thank you. Good to talk to you too.
Have a great afternoon.
Have a good one.